Thursday's rain did not stop more than 200 motorcyclists from escorting Ryan Lowry home. Members of Indiana's Patriot Guard, the American Legion, the local police and fire departments, as well as community members, all came to Newcastle to pay their respects. Vietnam veteran Benny Raines had never met Lowry or his family, but still felt an obligation to be there.
This young sailor, he's a blood brother, but he was also a veteran to us all, and he was our hero.
Lowry was raised in Middletown, but he was taken to the Sproles Funeral Home in Newcastle because of a family connection. His father helped build that home. Kenny Norfleet is a friend of Lowry's father. He said that while news of Lowry's death was devastating, the community support was reassuring.
They had no idea of how vast and how much Ryan's life and his death has affected Central Indiana. And here's all the firemen and the EMS and all the people out, and you know, I couldn't believe how many people would stand there and held a salute for this whole bunch to go through. That's a pretty good honor.
A veteran of wars in both Afghanistan and Iraq, Lowry received the Purple Heart as well as the Navy and Marine Corps Commendation Medal. Before joining the military, he played offensive and defensive tackle on Shenandoah High School's football team. In his obituary, Lowry was described as a patient, humble, and hardworking individual who also had a winning smile. But Alan Thomas, a veteran himself who also never met the Lowry family, felt Thursday's community support should send a stronger message.
One nation under God. No matter race, religion, we're here.
In Newcastle, Tony Sandlaben, IPR News.